are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to Coffee with Kim. I invite you to journey with me to a new day. I believe God has led you to this moment and this place because He is about to bring purpose and potential to your story. So join thousands of women and men from around the globe who have discovered how powerful their stories become once Christ touches them with His purpose. Don't you long to make this same discovery? Then grab your coffee, scoot in, and join me as we let God's Word reveal how every part of your past has been preparing you for this very moment. God has made all things beautiful. This verse, found in Ecclesiastes 3:11, has become more than just a Bible verse to today's guest. These words have also become her way of life. Hello, friends, and welcome back to Coffee, Conversations of Friends of Faith to encourage and equip you and I today. I'm Kim Crable, your host, and I'm delighted to invite you. So pull up your chair, get your coffee, because on today's program, I am so thrilled to introduce to you fashion designer, yes, fashion designer Ella Pritzker. Ellen was born in the Soviet Union and now resides right here in Baltimore, Maryland. Ella is known for her timeless designs and her classic trademark suits. Her style is the perfect representation of who she is. Elegant, sophisticated, both paired with great attention to every detail. These qualities have brought her recognition as one of the Mid-Atlantic region's most celebrated custom designers. I'll bring her on now to share all the stories along this path of success and where God is still leading her. So welcome, fashion designer and my wonderful friend, Ella Pritzker. Ella, welcome. Thank you for taking an hour to be with us today.
Good morning, Kim. What a pleasure it is to talk to you again. I am so delighted to be on your program. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's such a delight, and I want all of our listeners to, I want to make sure that they know that we are going to talk about your strengths, we're going to talk about your struggles, we're going to talk about your faith, but before it's over, we're going to talk about some fashion, because I need some fashion tips from you, and I can't wait. So, we've got a lot to talk about in a short amount of time. But before we get started, Ella, I know that we could go on and on about the way you've been recognized, the awards, the recognitions, but I also know you as a person, find that your personal life is greater than anything. So let's start there and talk. I know that the roles that you wear in your personal life, I know wife and mom and maybe a new role that you've taken on in the last few months.
A grandmother, yes, I'm so excited, so happy to be in this point in my life where I see my son who just had his son, and I became a mom. So that's very exciting to me. It's a whole new chapter. Talking about all of the awards and things, I just wanted to say that a long, long time ago, when the very first article came out in Baltimore Sun, written about my business, I came so excited to my husband, and I said, oh, my gosh, look at this article. It was so well written. And he looked at me and he said, yeah, that's great. Don't read your own press clippings. And I took it to heart. I've never really, I shouldn't say never paid attention, but I'm grateful for every one of them. But I don't have any of those, any articles or accolades or awards or anything like that hanging in my studio. I purposely keep all of those things out of my eyes just to keep walking in faith and keep walking with God, lock my hands to do greater good that I can. I think that it's very important to stay focused and just stay grateful and humble.
Well, and that describes you. I remember the first time I met you, we were at a networking event down in White Marsh, Maryland. A friend of mine, I was kind of new to the area, and she invited me. And we talked briefly. I handed you my business card. Had no idea that it would take years for us to come back together. But, you know, God's timing is always perfect. And that's true in everything,
indeed,
isn't it? Even in business, it's timing, and it's waiting on God to make the next move. So in talking about that, Ella, let's talk about your background. I can tell you've got this beautiful accent. So you're from the Soviet Union, correct?
Yes. It's been now almost 30 years ago. It'll be 30 years in April since I arrived in the United States as a Russian refugee. And It was a long journey. We first went to Austria and stayed there for a while, and then we landed in Italy, and we were there for almost 6 months, and then the whole journey took 6 months, and then we arrived in the United States, and I will never forget that day. It was an Independence Day for us because we have arrived in the United States, the land of the free and the brave and the land of opportunity, where we really wanted to raise our kids and afford them the opportunities and freedom that we did not have in Soviet Russia.
Mm. Wow, that was a long time. So you all were on a mission to get here. Now, when you got here, did you land in Baltimore to start with, or did you make your way to Baltimore?
We landed in New York and came to Baltimore immediately because that's where we were going. And we started assimilating into this culture, which was incredibly unfamiliar to us. There were a lot of Russian people that came at the same time. And what was interesting is that we came at the very, very end wave of Russian immigration, that whole influx of immigrants that came to United States. And at this time, came here through Associated Church Charities. And at this time, Associated Church Charities wanted to do some PR around all of the immigrants that just came into the area. And I believe that they hired Baltimore Sun to write an article about this immigration influx and who we are and why we are here. And Baltimore Sun, for unknown to me reason, picked myself and my ex-husband to write an article about. So they have appointed a writer and a photographer who followed us for a number of months. They came to our home, took pictures, lots of photographs, and just observed how we lived. Because we did not speak English, every once in a while they would come in with an interpreter. And for a number of months that went on, and I remember that the very first picture that they took of us, I was still pregnant with my son, who is now 29 years old. And the last photo that appeared was when he was 2 months old. Throughout this process, I remember this one question that the writer asked me, "What do you miss most?" And I said, "I miss my sewing machine so dearly." And so that I answered the question, forgot all about it. When the article came out, and it was a big article in Parade magazine, which is an insert in Baltimore Sun at that time.
Yes, I remember that.
And it was named From Russia with Hope. It was published on December 3rd, 1990. And a few days later, after the article was published, I found several sewing machines at my doorstep in front of my apartment. I was so touched and so moved by the generosity of women that did not know me, that did not know anything beyond this article that was written, and that wanted to help and that to make me feel welcome and thought about. And those sewing machines were the very first gift that touched me so incredibly deeply that I remember standing there looking at these sewing machines, and I said to myself that one day when I am able, I will help women, because every single gesture like that, you just never know how it will impact someone's life. And I look back and think to myself, look what it has done in my life. I was able to pursue what start pursuing my dream. And it was really just an incredible gesture of generosity and thoughtfulness and kindness by American women that wanted to share with me. I will never forget that. And from that point on, I knew that my life will be about helping women to become independent, to become self-sufficient, to acquire a skill that can afford that independence, can afford that self-sufficiency and confidence. Because I believe that fashion and the skills that I was able to develop and nurture in my life can provide a very, not only a very good living, but also it provides confidence and it provides joy, something that you can do and enjoy and bring joy to others. And that is pretty remarkable. I think that if we are able to work and we are able to bring joy and experience that joy ourselves and provide it to others, what more can we ask for? That is a magnificent, magnificent thing that we can do in our lives that we have.
Absolutely. And I you've told me that story before, and I just love that. I love to see God's appointment in all that, you know, how you got here, how you made your way to Baltimore, and how God gave you that, you know, that favor that you had your own reporter. They were taking pictures. They were asking the questions. And, you know, that to me, that scripture that you love so much in Ecclesiastes, God has made. And, you know, it is something that he is already doing. God has made all things beautiful. You know, God had already said in motion, I believe, what your life was going to look like. But he knew that he would need other people, or he would allow other people to come in and be a part of your story. And sometimes, Ella, don't you think that we are called upon to give $10 or to give our time or to give something that's a thought in our mind, and it's really God inviting us to help grow someone else's dream like these women did for you? I can't imagine you walking out on your stoop and seeing those sewing machines that from people who didn't even know you.
It took my breath away. I was so touched. I was so moved by this generosity and this kindness that it made such a lasting and profound impact on me personally. It was such an amazing gesture that I have never forgotten and never will. And every day that I am able to improve somebody's life or help somebody or encourage somebody or inspire somebody, that is a huge thing. And I don't take that lightly. I really do feel that all of our lives, that's what it's all about, being kind to each other, being an inspiration to somebody. And I just truly do my very best to be an inspiration to somebody else who thinks, well, what can I possibly do? And there is there's nothing that is truly required, no achievement, no great deed. It's just very simple acts of kindness, very simple acts of generosity and kindness and supporting each other. And just sometimes it's as little as smile. Just smile and say, hi, how are you? Can I do anything? How can I help you? There were so many women in my life that have affected my life in such a profound way, and they don't even know it because all it took was a smile and an encouraging word. I remember when I was a young mom, a very new mom, with my second son, I had such doubts within myself that I would be able to be a good mom. And mm-hmm. I had a friend who came to my home to see the baby and to hold the baby. And she looked at me and she said, "You're doing a great job." You have mm-hmm. no idea what that phrase meant to me, that somebody believed in me and somebody told me I'm doing a great job. That phrase, yes. that encouragement, that very simple, kind word from her gave me so yes. much confidence that I will be yes. a good mom, that I can do yes. this.
Right. And listen, and look at this. You're quoting that 20-some years later. It's still in your brain. And I think, Ella, I think this is why you and I developed such a great relationship and such a bond, because we both understand. We've both been in places where, and I think everybody has, you've been in a place where you just need a word of encouragement so badly. And it doesn't have to be some profound, you know, perfectly exclaimed or declared Bible verse. It doesn't have to be some profound meaning from history. It can be something so simple as, "I believe in you. You're doing a great job. You can do it." I remember a time when I walked into church when I was just beginning this journey where I knew God had called me into this world of women's ministry. I knew it without a doubt because I needed it in my heart so badly. And I can remember battling those words, those thoughts, but God, I can't. Oh my gosh, me of all people, all those things we all hear. And I remember I was just about to give up. And I walked into my church and I looked across and there was a woman that I hadn't seen in a long time, and I knew that she had struggled, and she looked up at me, and it's like her face just turned into such a huge smile, and she just waved, and I thought, oh my gosh, you know, I've made a difference by just being here for her, and she's made such a difference by just responding. So many times, it's just being able to see each other, because we all can feel so invisible and so unworthy. Just being able to see and recognize that we are together and to bring out the good. And so I just am so right there with you and everything that you're saying. And I think for our listeners today, for them to understand, it doesn't have to be huge to make a difference.
I absolutely agree with you. It reminds me of this one moment. Several years ago, I was dining, I was having breakfast in New York City and with a friend, and we were waited on by this wonderful gentleman who was probably in his late 70s or so, and he was just so wonderful. His service was just perfect, impeccable. He was always there when we needed him. He just was just great, and he did it with such wonderful attention to every detail. And it was Christmas. It was just a few days before Christmas. And we enjoyed his company so much that at the end of our meal, I wrote a nice note on the back of the receipt, "Merry Christmas" and "Christmas wishes" and so on, and just filled the receipt, the back of the receipt, with warm Christmas wishes. And he picked up the billfold and walked away. And then a few minutes later, he comes back out with tears rolling down his cheeks. And he said, "Oh, do you know, in 20-some years that I have been working here, I have never had anyone write such a kind note." And both of us just, I was so touched by that. I mm-hmm. saw that. I saw someone who was so deeply moved by attention, and I realized how much all of us crave just very simple acknowledgement, simple attention, simple kindness. This is so meaningful to most of us, to all of us, that we are noticed, that we are acknowledged, that somebody notices that we are there. And it made such a profound impact on me that I now, most of the time, of course, nobody's perfect, but I most of the time keep my eyes open for an opportunity to be kind and to just be able to affect somebody's life with just a smile, just a simple acknowledgement, and just saying, "Thank you, I appreciate you, I see you, I simply acknowledge that you're here, and and I hear you. I see you. Yes. I see you struggle. Yes. We are all struggling. We are all just, we don't even know what struggles every one of us is facing. We don't know of those struggles, but we all face struggles every day. And some are greater than others, but there's really no comparison because to us, our struggles are struggles and we work through them. And some people are just doing their best to hold it together on a daily basis. And so we don't know what that person is going through. And the best thing that we can do is to just to be kind, just be kind and encouraging.
Absolutely. I read the other day something about be kind to the person beside you. You never know how much energy it's taken for them just to be there and trying to hold life together. And so I agree. I think that there's no better way for us to live our lives than to really being present in the moment so that we can truly see people around. And yeah, you know, I think that's one of the things that's the hardest for us is being in the moment so that we can see those opportunities. And Ella, you do so well at that everywhere you go. But now you've taken that a little bit farther because you've created a business in helping people. You know, they always say that dress for success. If you really want to, you know, feel good about something, then, you know, about the situation you're going into, to feel good about how you look. And so you took those sewing machines and you began creating something that helped women feel good about their outer being. I know your most important is the inner, but then that comes out on the outer. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a 30-second break, Ella. And we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about how you took those sewing machines and got them to where you are now. I mean, you dress the most incredible people, you from people, everyday people to the most astonishing people that you could dress. But let's come back and talk about how those sewing machines really began the foundation of something that's really great today. And also keeping in mind, listener, if you're like, oh my gosh, I'm trying to be like Ella. I'm trying to do everything right. But boy, I'm struggling. I am nowhere near success. As a matter of fact, I'm thinking about just giving up on this dream of mine. If that's you today, I want you to come back because Ella's going to share with you maybe a few times that she got really discouraged too, and her philosophy on how to keep pressing on. So Ella, again, thank you so much, and we'll be right back in 30 seconds, okay?
Absolutely.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind.
Life is worth more than a text.
Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to Coffee. We're so delighted that you're with us today. Before we get back to our guest, Ella Pritzker, I'd like to invite you to know a little bit more about our ministry. If you would like to find out more, you can find us on Facebook. You can go to facebook.com/RosesAndRainbows. You can also visit our website at kimcrable.org. If you haven't heard, we have a curriculum called Burdens to Blessings. We've been touring with this ministry, with this curriculum of dealing with hurts, seeing how God can heal them so that we can each become a voice of hope. If you'd like to know how to bring this transformational message into your city, which I'll be in New York this weekend with this curriculum, but if you would like to know how to bring it into your church, your organization, your home, then please contact Karen at kimcrable.org. Please, please, if you want to inspire some women in your neighborhood, go into Inspiration TV, NRB TV, and check out how our TV shows are now on both of those stations. We have the Coffee with Kim TV Testimonies, and we have the Burdens to Blessings on both of those networks. So please check the listings in your area and bring some women into your home and start a great discussion with some of those people. Well, Coffee is a entirely listener-supported radio. If you'd like to invest in our weekly program, it's as easy as going to kimcrable.org and clicking on support. Well, now that we have those housekeeping things out of the way, I'm so excited to get back to our guest today, fashion designer and great friend, Ella Pritzker. Ella, I just thank you for taking the first part of our show to, you know, they always say people don't care about how much you know until they know how much you care. And I think that people have gotten a really good feel, really good indication who the person Ella Pritzker is. And so I thank you for that. That's very meaningful. Now let's go into the professional side of Ella. Let's talk about how those sewing machines really started making a difference in your life and the lives of many people's closets.
Thank you so much, Kim. I received several sewing machines, and of course I kept one and I gave the others to women in the same position that I was so that they can also be able to do some sewing and just, you know, fill their days with some activity that they enjoyed. But as I went on to start my working on my dream, I didn't really even realize at that time that it will at some point become a full-time business. As I have said to you earlier, that I have really struggled to be where to, it's been a journey of struggle and triumph and struggle and triumph. It's nothing is, you know, an upward trajectory all the time. Sometimes we fall, sometimes we rise. It's just keep rising every time you stumble, keep rising every time you feel like you really can't keep going, you really can't go on. And you really, in those struggles, you come face to face with who you are and why you're struggling. You're discovering the, what are those struggles, what are those burdens, what are those things that you have had in your heart and in your mind that are keeping you from being able to fulfill your dreams or fulfill your heart's desires. What are those things? And a lot of times, I've just recently actually had realized that we have struggles that keep us from where we, who we are, keep us from being the rising to the full potential of who we are. These struggles are never going to end. It is something that we have to continually to work. On one hand, there's always going to be a struggle on of some kind, and on the other hand, and these struggles are there to remind us of who we are, remind us of how we can be and what life can be, as opposed to focusing on those struggles. As I look at my recent experience that I've had that really brought me face to face with a just questioning everything, questioning myself, questioning everything that I know about myself, I had to look, and I had to really deeply look into the pain that had that experience created for me. And what I saw is that on one hand, that we are all sort of walking through life, looking at through these two things. On one hand, we have I'm not good enough. It's a struggle that we are constantly dealing with in our own lives. I'm not good enough. And on the other hand, I'm better than you. And those are the two polar opposites of the same coin. We're always saying to ourselves in one day or another, in one way or another, at any given moment, we could be saying to ourselves, I'm not good enough. On the other hand, I'm better than you. Because the road between I'm not good enough and I'm better than you is so short. And we think that it's probably, you know, a person is stuck in this I'm not good enough or better than you for a long time. But it's our lives, we really oscillate between those two things. We oscillate constantly between those two things, both of which cause an enormous amount of pain in our lives. The I'm not good enough is a painful, shameful experience. And I'm better than you is the same. even though it is represented as a polar opposite of the first one, but they both cause so much pain in our lives. And I found through this experience and deeply looking into what has caused that in my life and how I did I ever get there, is what I found is that the only way to not go into those two polar opposites, the only way to really experience joy in life and be who you are truly and deeply is to put those hands together and stay in gratitude. Stay in gratitude. And stay in prayer and gratitude. This is the only way to be in life, to live a life of joy, to live a life that where you are sort of protecting yourself from, not protecting, but not experiencing a pain of one or the other polar opposite, where you're not good enough or you're better than anybody else. Yeah, the only way to be is to stay in gratitude. Bringing your hands together every day and being in gratitude. Being in gratitude for every moment, for every interaction, for every person, for every experience.
Absolutely. What a visual you've just given us. When I think about what you've just said, it's like on one hand, we're always battling that we're not good enough. On the other hand, we're always battling, or we can, not always, but we have moments of battling, I'm not good enough. On the other hand, we have moments of battling, well, I'm better than someone else, or I'm better than that. And you're saying you bring those hands together, and as we bring both of them together, we come together in gratitude of what God has done for us and prayer for what he has done and is going to do. What that is such a beautiful visual for each of us. It reminds me of something that it's a beautiful picture of something that I've taught for many years, and I'm gonna use your example. I will tell people it's from you, but something that I've always said is that we can either be pitiful or we can be prideful, but neither of those are the way God wants us to be. He wants us to be powerful, and that's another thing for that. It's like that I'm not good enough is I'm kind of in a way being pitiful. Prideful is I'm thinking I'm better than others, but that will get us nowhere fast, right? Except
neither one. When we are stuck in one way or the other, which are polar opposites of the same exact coin, when we are stuck in that, we are not able to live wholeheartedly. We are not able to keep our hearts open. And the only way we can keep our hearts open is to stay in gratitude and be grateful for the blessing of each lesson. Because each lesson is here to teach us something, to bring us something. And each person, each interaction, it can be an experience of delightful moments of gratitude, a moment of such joy. Because what are we really here for? We are really here to love each other, to support each other, to be with each other in joy.
I love what you said right there, and I so believe this. We've had so many discussions about this, is that everything that comes into your life really has a reason or a purpose. We can find the good in whatever it is, and most of the time I've found that situations that come into my life that could be hurtful or painful or cause me to feel either of those polar opposites, when I really look into it, it's really about God trying to refine me and grow me and make me into a better person. I found that it's so much less about other people, the lessons. It's more about him making me my best with whatever situation that I'm in and growing me in whatever that is. Yes. Well, let me ask you, Ella, has there ever been a time that you just came really close to saying, I just can't do this, it's bigger than I am? And how did you push through? Because I feel like there are a lot of people like that today. The economy, it's boosting in some ways, and other ways we're seeing some negatives. You know, and no matter what situation we're in, it's like, what is it? Have you ever been to a situation where you just thought, I just need it. I'm just so discouraged. I just want to give it up. Give our listeners a practical way that you push through that.
Absolutely. I think all of us face those moments sometimes on a daily basis. Sometimes we all get discouraged, and that is something that we are faced with, a lot of us faced with, or almost all of us faced with every day, whether it's a profession, in our professional life or in our home life or in our relationships. This is it is a very difficult situation to be in. And what I found is, for me, the only way that I can not focus on the negative is to focus, put all of my attention on something that is positive in my life at the moment. Mm-hmm. Because what we put our attention to is what grows in our life. And if I can focus, for me personally, if I can focus on something that is good, if I can focus on something that maybe I have done that's good, say if I'm in a shame situation where I'm so ashamed of what I have done or so ashamed of something or so deeply I'm concerned about something that I don't know how to go on, I have to focus on something that is very positive and something that I can see can be very positive, and I just have to close my eyes and breathe. And breathing, every one of those experiences is a painful experience. It's always associated with inner pain. And the only way to combat that pain is to allow it to pass through. It's just to allow it and say, just pass through. And just breathe and look at the fact that nothing is going to change. Or I should say, you're still going to breathe. You're still going to be here. Even if the worst happens, even if the worst happens, how is that going to affect you? You're still going to be here. You can still go on. You can still put one foot in front of another. You can bring joy to somebody else. Even if you don't feel like you can still smile at someone. And that one simple act of kindness, just smiling, smiling at yourself, even smiling at somebody else, will give you a small boost that you can grab onto and keep going. And that is the only way you can keep going and keep putting one foot in front of another to keep going, to knowing that you are strong and that's what God wants you to do. Just be strong. Be who you are. Open your heart. Be here for people. When you focus on somebody else and being able to help somebody else, I think your own insignificance, your own insignificant problems, burdens or something, just look at somebody else's things that they're struggling with, and you can immediately find a way to give. When we give, however small that gift is, if it's a gift of smile, if it's a gift of saying hello, how are you, and just really listening and being present for somebody, that in itself will be able to help you to keep going and keep staying strong and passing, allowing the pain to come through and just releasing it. The worst thing that we can do in a moment like that is close off and store that pain, because every stored pain will come back and will cause more pain. So it'll grow. Mm-hmm. It'll multiply. Yes. It'll magnify, and then it'll affect your life my life. I'm only talking about myself. I know that it affected my life even in a greater way. And what I have just recently started discovering is that if I just allow the pain to come through and let go and not store it and not even just let it go, just letting it go, just letting it go, because that's what we need to do to keep our hearts open. And the only way to live a good life, successful life, beautiful life, joyful life is to keep our hearts open.
Absolutely. Okay, listeners, I want you to, a couple of things here that Ella said I think is really important, that so are biblically based, and of course she gave you some scriptures there as well, but we don't get over our pain and our hurt to success. We have to go through it, and that's so true. There's been a men's group that's branched off of our ministry now. That's one of the things that they're learning is that, you know, most men think that you stuff things, and women too, really. We stuff the pain and we forget it, deny it, and we just keep going. We think that that is being strong. But being strong is actually when you face the pain, you face the burden, and you don't try to get over it, you go through it. Because in the process of going through is where we learn so much. It's in our struggles that we really do gain our strength. And I wanted to highlight what you said there to our listeners. Another thing that you said that I kind of, something that I probably say this, I mean, at least two times a day. And you talked about if you just store the pain, what happens? And listeners, you've got to understand this, that as believers or those who are faith-based, that hidden pain that's not spoken about, and Ella works with me so much in the Burdens and Blessings curriculum. She's such a believer in this. And you see the fruition of it in her success professionally and as personally. But hidden pain that's just stored in your heart begins to grow shame, guilt, and regret. And those are weeds of discouragement that will snuff out what you're trying to do. They will speak to you, and they will tell you that you can't. So that hidden pain that Ella was talking about, you've got to remember, hidden pain grows shame, guilt, and regret. And Ella, how many times have we sat around with other women and helped them find a safe place to share that hurt, that from maybe a childhood, maybe from a word from middle school, maybe it's something that just happened last week that's just entangling them. This shame, guilt, and regret causes us to give up on ourselves many times and our dreams, don't you think?
Absolutely, because that what it's a breeding ground for exactly what I just talked about is I'm not good enough. And yeah. and when you continue to repeat to yourself, I'm not good enough, you start to believe it, and you start to really construct this whole structure around that and protect yourself from, because that's a painful, shame and guilt are very painful experiences. They cause so much pain. And if we just work through it and let go and open our sort of, so to speak, secret box to somebody and say, this is who I am. This is how I am. And surprisingly to us, we will find that people will love us, even inside, but with all of our warts, with all of our blemishes, with all of our, as we think that they are, what is the word that I'm trying to find, that they are wrinkles in us. And
flaws.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Flaws.
Yeah.
But flaws. This is what makes us unique. Our different flaws, our different parts that we think are unlovable. You just have to open up and say, this is who I am.
You know
somebody,
what?
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
And
somebody.
people will love us. Somebody will love that. And little by little, you will learn that that is not a flaw, that is, in fact, is a scar that makes you who you are, that makes you beautiful once it heals.
And
those are the things that we need to heal. We need to heal our own pain. The pain that's stored is going to come out, and at the most inopportune time, at the most at the worst time. And what we need to do is we just need to work, let it go. Let it go.
Yes.
Keep going.
Absolutely. Please. Our pain is going to manifest itself in some way or the other. And you and I have sat in on the Burdens of Blessings so many times, and we've literally held women as they've cried, haven't we? We've talked to them. And what we've understood is this, and it's exactly, I'm just being redundant to what you just said, but to our listeners who are trying to build a business, to our listeners who are trying to follow a dream, for those of you who are struggling right now, and so many times it's that inner dialogue that's trying to stop us, and we're thinking, oh, if I hadn't made that mistake, or if this hadn't happened, and all these things that are going on. But here is the secret. This is the truth. This is the foundational truth that if you try it, you will see the truth in it. And Ella and I both will say that this is true, and that is, once you share your hurt and your pain and who you really are, that's where people truly connect with you. That's where you gain friends. I call them rescue friends. Those are the ones that you can learn to depend on, right? Because they know who you really are. And what a blessing that is.
It is. Having someone to share, and even if you just open up little by little. I know it can be such a scary place to open up to somebody and say, look at my wart. Look at this that I have done. Look at this shame. And most of the time people will help you see that it is not your fault. It is not your fault. You're not bad. This is something bad that happened, but you inherently are not bad, that you are a good person that something bad happened to.
That's right, and they will love you even more. I know that. Listeners, I want you to know, if when you hear my guests and I kind of interrupting each other, I want you to know we're not in the same room. So sometimes we are just interrupting. It's not because we're trying to be rude. It's because we're just the conversation gets so great. Hey, Ella, we have a caller.
Yeah.
And, you know, I didn't even bring this up. So I want to bring on this caller to see what they have to say to you. And unfortunately, we only have about 8 minutes left. So I'm going to bring in caller 6681. Welcome, caller. And can you quickly give us whatever it is that you called in to say? Caller 6681. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Kim. This is Donna from Georgia. Hello, Ella.
Hello, Donna.
Hello. What I wanted to say, I had the privilege of meeting Ella a few years ago at a dinner when I first came to Baltimore. And what struck me so about Ella is, of course, her story and struggles. That just touched me so much. And I think about her. Sometimes I'll see things on Facebook or whatever, and I always remember her story. And how incredibly humble she was, and how meek, because the struggle was real, and she's never forgotten that. But the glory was God when she shared that too, and that has just touched my life in so many ways, because that's what we need to remember, and that's what she shared that night. The struggles were hard, but you got to keep going. And I just, Ella, I thank you for that. That was powerful.
Thank you so much, Donna. It was such a pleasure meeting you. I loved meeting you and loved talking to you and loved being in the Burdens and Blessings with you. It was such a privilege. Thank you so much for calling, too. And thank you so much for your encouragement and for always being there and just encouraging and loving me for as imperfect as I am. I really appreciate that. I really appreciate and value that.
Thank you.
Oh, Donna, thank you so much for calling me. And next time you're in Baltimore, let's have coffee with Ella. You want to?
Absolutely. I would love to see you again, Donna.
That would be great.
And
I look forward to it. Absolutely. You know, I can't help but think, Ella, as you've been talking, and with the mind shift of what you've shared so much with our listeners today, that when you get in a hard place, you said, you know, start thinking of something positive, start thinking, and it made me think of the scripture, if our listeners would like to write it down, it's Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, and it says, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think upon these things. And that's what you were telling us to do. That's how you have found your strength in the struggles. And I love that mind shift.
Indeed. And, you know, sometimes the struggle is so real and so great, I just pray and ask God to see me through it. I always ask, Father, I know if you brought me to it, you will bring me through it. And I am so grateful for whatever it is that I'm learning here. And it's, I think it's important to look at pain and see what the pearl in each experience is, because each experience brings us a pearl of wisdom. And that wisdom is something, that little nugget of wisdom that we extract from each experience that is painful, is something that makes our journey worthwhile, something that we can later on relate to in somebody else and say, look, this is something that you can then say, I know that this is painful, but, you know, if you just open your heart and let the pain through, there will be something very beautiful for you to discover on the other end. And the light that shines through that painful experience, through that opening in your heart, is going to be so brilliant and so beautiful. It will illuminate every part of your life, and it truly is such an amazing thing that a lot of us go through. And I'm sure that I'm not the only one who has experienced that. When you deal with pain, it's very painful in the midst of it, and sometimes it's so painful you feel it deeply in your physical body. It's not just an emotional experience, but just working through it and breathing through it and letting it go and looking deeply at what is it that you are learning here, what is it that you have, what you're experiencing, what is this all about, what is the lesson here, what are you learning? I recently had this experience and I just kept asking, what am I learning here, what am I learning here, what am I supposed to learn here, please tell me, what am I supposed to learn here, just show me, just give me a sign, just show me, what am I learning here? And I just had this profound experience that we are all oscillating between I'm not good enough and I'm better than you. And it is a constant road that we are struggling with. And the only way to avoid that pain, or not avoid, but be free, not avoiding, but being free from that pain, is being in gratitude, living life of gratitude. Every single day, starting my day with gratitude, every single day, ending my day with gratitude, and being grateful for every experience, for every person who walks in to my life, every single event, circumstance, everything, being grateful for that, because it is here to teach me something, or it is here to bring joy, or whatever the case may be. Being grateful for that experience, being grateful for that person, is the only response that will keep your heart open, or keep my heart open. And I know that if my heart is open, life will be beautiful. And when I keep my heart open, it is indeed beautiful. And every experience brings me joy.
Oh, gosh, how beautifully spoken of what you did. You just explained your philosophy of that God makes all things beautiful in its time. And Ella, we only have a couple of minutes left to go. And I think about the scripture as you're talking about that gratitude. I think of Ephesians 5:20, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything. And I believe that's another one of your scriptures right there. Always giving thanks to God the Father for everything. So, Ella, we have a couple minutes left. Oh, my gosh, I knew that our time was going to fly by. But before we end this, people must know how to reach you. What's going on with you? I will post this on my Facebook page. But for those who are listening and going, oh, I'd love to know more, how do they connect with you? Would you please share that?
Thank you, Kim. Everyone can connect with me through my website, ellapritzker.com. And, of course, my email, ella@ellapritzker.com, or my phone number, which is 410-560-3910. Anyone is welcome to connect with me at any time, and I'm happy to meet and share. And I thank you so much. Thank you so much for this opportunity to be with you this morning. Thank you for everything that you have shared with me throughout our journey. And I'm so grateful that we have met. I cannot believe that that business card you gave me so many years ago was on my inspiration board pinned for so many years, and I kept looking at it and thinking. And then one day I saw you on Facebook, and I said, oh, my God, that is that Kim Craybill that I met so many years ago. Full circle. Like I said, God makes everything beautiful in his time.
He does. Ella, I just adore you. I thank you for the life you're living. I'm looking forward to the future and what God has planned for you and for us. And I'm just delighted to be able to be among your many friends. And wherever you go, my friend, I know that you walk in God's favor and his blessings. And so, again, I just want to thank you so much, so very much for this time. And to our listeners, I know that you have been so blessed by Ella today. I know that she has shared with you strength in her struggles. She shared with you how you don't try to get over what you're going, what is happening right now. Go through it. Take a breath, she said. Shift your thinking. Put your thoughts on good things, on the way God would have you to think. And never, ever give up. Remember, you've survived 100 of your worst days so far. And through Christ at work in you, we're all going to survive the struggle that we have before us. Thank you, friends, for joining us each week for Coffee with Kim. I hope that you'll keep this conversation of encouragement and equipping going with your friends. And until next time, God bless you. See you next weekend. Bye-bye, everyone. Bye, Ella. Thank you. Bye, everybody.
To learn more about Kim's books, teaching materials, or to invite Kim to speak at your event, please visit kimcrable.com. Thank you for joining us today. And remember, to learn more, please visit kimcrable.com.